This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Hi there. It's TGO Radio recording on Wednesday, the 29th of April for a broadcast on, I think, May 1st.
Friday the 1st.
Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. I'm working on clips for Jocktober this year. I've been threatening to do it for years. I've already got two. There's five shows in October. So I'm need to get three more, but okay. I am working on some for Jocktober. Jocktober, yep.
Right the fuck on.
Buddy. Quick note for the show listeners, whichever one of you may be listening on Spotify right now.
Whichever one's listening, tell the other one, okay? Please pass it along.
You guys get it together. Yeah. Figure it out. This weekend will be the last weekend for Spotify. I'm getting out of it.
Yeah.
We like to play music. Spotify is starting to delete our show because it's got songs in it sometimes, and it's not going to be that. So if you are on Spotify, I encourage you to go Apple Podcasts or Podcast Addict or anything, you know, any app other than Spotify. I'm gonna get myself out of there this weekend. So anyone who happens to listen to the show on Spotify, this is your notice that we are going another way.
Right on. Fuck them.
I'm looking at Rumble. To take, you know, a show and make a video out of it and put it up there. I'm looking at that.
That didn't make any sense. What is Rumble?
It's a video site.
Oh, okay.
You can put clips. You can put whole shows.
Oh.
You know, so I'm right looking on. At that.
Okay.
I don't want to sit and make a whole video for the show every week, but, you know, sections of it maybe we can put up there and try to get some eyes.
Yeah, I feel that that's a part of our show that we have failed to properly utilize, capitalize on over the years is the eye candy that the two of us are. So, yeah, let's get a visual to this.
No,
I know.
Let's not do that. But you can at least, you know, do a 3-minute you know, clip of this and a couple 2 or 3 minute clips every week. And the way Twitter is tweeting our podcast feed, it's no wonder no one ever sees the fucking stuff I put up. So they're blocking every news link and everything else. So
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So.
Hmm.
It's tough out there for a pimp, you know?
It's tough out there for a pimp.
That's right. That song won an Academy Award. Mentioned briefly last week that Bob Kevoian died, and then we kind of got away from the point. Bob and Tom did a couple tribute shows, and they played this one. Every year they used to take fans to the Bahamas.
Oh, shit.
And this is way, way, way back they used to do this. And they played this one clip of Bob at a Bahamas show that so whipped my ass. I wanted to bring it here for you to hear it.
Let's hear it.
I can't help but notice the presence of another special guest. Bob, do you want to handle this introduction?
Yeah, Sid is here with me.
Sid Gurney.
Well, believe it or not, yesterday Bart was arrested for soliciting an undercover Bahamian cop.
Male or female?
Female. Oh, and unfortunately, he is in the slammer right now. So I saw Sid yesterday in the lobby. Felt sorry for him, so I decided to take him out and show him some of the sights of the Bahamas.
Oh, good.
And first we stopped at a place called... we went to Big Snapper Cove over here to Captain Snanky's Tuna Boat Bar and Raw Bar.
Uh-huh.
I don't recommend this place at all.
Really?
No.
It was very affordable, though, Bob. Especially their half-off for day-olds promotion.
Another must-miss is the Funky Nassau Glass Bottom Bus Tour.
Glass Bottom
very,
bus.
Very boring.
See any dead dogs?
I threw up.
Sorry to hear that, Sid.
You know, I decided to take Sid out to some nightlife and show him stuff that I didn't think he'd ever seen before. So I took him to a local Bahamian strip club.
Oh.
Featuring Bahamian dancers.
Yeah?
It's called De Niro's.
Wait for it.
Wait for it. Formerly known as the National Geographic Lounge.
Now known as De Niro's.
Right. I saw boobies.
Sid got so excited, I paid for him to have what is known as a Nassau three-way.
Wow.
Oh, what's that?
Basically, they took me out back where I was shot, stabbed, and robbed.
Finally, we went to this great place called the Hard Luck Cafe.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Hard Rock Cafe.
Sure.
But its theme is celebrities from politics, sports, show business, and rock and roll who've had a bit of hard luck.
Oh, okay.
We were greeted at the door by Pete Best.
Jesus. The fifth Beatle, right?
Yeah. The drink menu had kept in the theme of the whole hard luck, and the first thing on the menu was a JFK, which is basically a Sam Adams draft with the head blown off.
Now I'm in. I'm in the shower. I got this on. I'm fucking howling.
You're listening closer,
but
aren't
you? I couldn't be contained. Sam Adams with the head blown off.
Served with three shots of Jack.
I mean,
JFK, ladies and gentlemen.
I have never been so happy in my life.
Thank you, Chick. Holy fuck.
Well, the drink right after that you could order, Christy, was called the Lee Harvey Wallbanger.
It's three shots in 6.5 seconds. Served with a patsy melt.
With a patsy melt.
I stand corrected.
You're happier now.
I'm happier now.
Sid tried the Brian Jones.
Yeah?
That was basically a rolling rock served at the bottom of the pool bar.
The menu was great. I had the Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah?
That's a fruit cocktail served on a shredded head of lettuce.
Personally, I tried...
What fruit cocktail served on a shredded head of lettuce?
I'm trying to tell you, it starts slow, but once it gets going, wow.
Fucking throttle down, baby. Fucking passing gear.
Oh, my God.
I was in hysterics.
Had you ever heard this bit
before?
No.
lost my mind.
Which is basically a Sam Adams draft with the head blown off. Served with three shots of Jack.
The JFK, ladies and gentlemen.
Go fuck yourself.
I have never been so happy in my life.
Well, the drink right after that you could order, Christy,
yeah,
was called the Lee Harvey Wallbanger.
It's three shots in 6.5 seconds. Served with a patsy melt.
I stand corrected.
You're Sid, happier now.
I'm happier now.
Sid tried the Brian Jones.
Yeah.
That was basically a rolling rock served at the bottom of the pool bar.
The menu was great. I had the Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah?
That's a fruit cocktail served on a shredded head of lettuce.
Personally, I tried the Ricky Nelson.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
It's a bucket of hot wings and a Coke.
Then Bob ordered the Karen Carpenter.
Oh, no.
It was just a plate of ribs.
Meaty?
I noticed that.
No.
I was a little sparse, Tom.
It was just a plate of ribs.
I noticed the Hard Luck Cafe also offered a children's menu.
Oh, no.
They had the Gary Glitter Kitty Platter.
Oh. God damn it.
And the Def Leppard.
That's basically one drumstick, Tom.
I see. All right, sir.
Okay.
Well, what was that one thing? What was the Yoko Ono, Bob?
That's the world's largest country steak.
Wow.
We had a couple of other things on the menu. The Jane Mansfield. Yeah. That's a third of a head of lettuce. The Hindenburger, which gave me the most explosive gas I've ever had. And the George Brett.
Yeah?
That's a Bloody Mary served with an onion ring.
I don't get that.
And if you want any of your entrees battered, ask for the Ike Turner.
Can I get that Ike, please?
Don't make me come over there, bitch.
All in all, a fun dining experience.
That's right.
That's great.
If you'd like to find the Hard Luck Cafe, it's right across the street from Cheeseburger and Parasites.
A local favorite. Although, Bob, that place gave me toilet issues. Anyway, thanks, Bob, for letting me hang out with you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to hang out together again today?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sid.
All right.
What a great adventure.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm here to tell you, I was in the shower fucking screaming. Oh, man.
Boy, those are some good fucking jokes. God damn.
Oh, shit.
Holy fuck. That was early fucking days, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, they were still syndicated, but
yeah.
That was, you know, probably late 90s.
Oh, yeah. Well, they talked about Def Leppard, one-armed drummer, so, yeah. Holy shit. God damn.
Well, one quick update here before we get to the news there, Jeff.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio.
We begin with that breaking news. David appearing in court this morning.
We learned several new details in the case of the singer accused of killing a teenager. Eyewitness News reporter Abigail Velez is live outside the downtown L.A. courthouse with more. Abigail.
Yeah, Philip, this morning, David sat handcuffed to a chair in an all-orange jumpsuit in front of a judge when prosecutors said they found a massive amount of child pornography on David's iPhone. And that is just
no
one element
kid.
Of...
No way.
Huh. There's a shocker.
Jeff, a massive amount. Jesus Christ. Yikes. Huh. It's hard to believe. That's hard to feature.
Yeah, I just, you know, huh.
Yeah, color me shocked.
Evidence in this case. This morning in court, prosecutors revealed that David's iPhone contained what they described a significant amount of child sexual abuse material. Evidence they say will be reviewed by forensic experts. They also made clear this.
Yes, very carefully and slowly.
And slowly.
You know, there's at least one, you know, sitting at home rubbing his hands together. Boy, I can't wait to get a hold of that deportment.
Fuck yeah, man. No, he's dead. There's got to be.
Can't wait.
This is a massive case with a lot of evidence. Prosecutors say they have far more than 40 terabytes of evidence, including data from phones, computers.
Jesus, 40 terabytes, buddy.
Tablets and iCloud, where they say David alone had about 3 terabytes stored. So far, only about 30% of all of that evidence has been turned over to the defense because of how massive the volume is. We also learned today 3 grand juries were brought together during this investigation in November, December, and February, showing how long this case has been building. Defense attorneys pushed to move things faster, asking for basic discovery and physical evidence only in the preliminary hearing, arguing much of it is already in prosecutors' hands. Prosecutors say they're anxious to start the preliminary hearing, and so is the Rivas Hernandez family.
Oh, excuse me?
Prosecutors
I thought she had a stroke there for a second.
Prosecutors allege DeForvid killed Rivas Hernandez, and I will sing for you now. And later dismembered her body after she threatened to expose their illegal sexual relationship, which kind of gets back to what we were joking about last week, that she went to him and said, well, yeah, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. And then he went, no, you're not.
No.
All of this comes as today marks 1 year since Celeste Rivas Hernandez was last known to be alive before police say she went to David's rented home.
You and I both know you can't say it like a white person. I mean, you got to accent it up.
Why?
Because
I'm white. I don't speak that way. Go fuck yourself.
That's just the way things are. Well, I mean, you're not doing the news. I couldn't help but notice today that your neighbor's house is for sale.
Yeah.
I threatened to buy that fucker whenever she died for years and years. Now it's up for sale.
That just happened Saturday.
She all right? Or she just...
We saw her out mowing the grass. I haven't talked to her yet, but she's old. I mean, it's probably time to go.
Now it's...
Go enjoy yourself, you know.
It's
Jesus
a little much.
Christ.
It's a little much for one of the old timers.
It is. That's a lot to take care of over there, you know.
In the Hollywood Hills, a newly released autopsy details a violent death, saying she was stabbed multiple times, including a wound that pierced her liver, which experts say would have likely been the fatal one. The next court date is set for next Wednesday as both sides continue to work through what is now one of the largest evidence loads we've seen in a case like this.
Loads.
For now, reporting live at the LA County Courthouse, Abigail Velez, ABC 7.
Abigail Velez.
Eyewitness News.
Okay, Abigail, thank you very much. And stay with Eyewitness News for the latest.
Stay with us for the latest on that kid fucker. You think he was the only 13 or 14-year-old he was fucking?
Yeah, no shit.
Three.
You know, there's got to be a lot more.
3 terabytes of just his stuff, buddy.
Of just his stuff that he kept on the cloud like a smart
like
fucking individual.
Jeez.
What the fuck, dude?
Ooh. It was Spanish. Boy, I got this. Video time for you now, buddy.
All right.
Oh, boy. Get to some news on TGO Radio. The American Hitler News intro, marked as such on my screen.
Let's go.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Morante de la Puebla.
Yeah?
Underwent hours of surgery after his rear end was completely severed during Monday's ill-fated performance before a packed crowd at Seville's Montezuma Arena in what is being called the most painful goring ever.
Oh, I think I know. Is this about? And, is this that matador?
And I've got a video for you, buddy.
Oh, good. Is he dead? Should be.
Unfortunately not.
Fucking idiot.
TGO Radio has long endorsed the Matador's getting killed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck those idiots. Yes. Oh, my ass.
Se llevan al toro. Arrollaba Morante. Se lo llevó por delante. El toro no obedecía.
Oh, my ass.
Oh, my ass. Oh, no.
God, I hope he fucking dies.
Holy for holies. I was in immense pain. Felt a lot of fear because I saw the ball had grabbed me as well. I thought I was bleeding.
No, you just shit your pants.
No. He got it right up the old poop chute, buddy.
Did he really?
That horn went right up his asshole.
Fucking fantastic.
It's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Oh, good job, Bull.
Hours of surgery after his rear end was completely severed, says the news article here. I love it. I fucking love it. I love it. Fuck him. It's dummy. I've had it with matadors. What is this, fucking 700 AD? Fuck off.
You know what? Nobody should have come and picked him up. Should have left him right there on the fucking, exactly, in the dirt in that ring and let that bull fucking take care. Isn't that the deal? You're supposed to be told, I can tame this bull. And okay, all right. Well, no, the bull got the best of you today. Should lay there and take it like a fucking man, which you kind of did.
Should leave him to bleed out like Sharon Tate.
Fucking bull goes back and carves.
Abigail Folger.
Carves piggy in his stomach with the tip of his horn.
Spells helter skelter. Yeah, man, that is the greatest video of all time.
Fuck yeah. Fuck that stupid idiot.
Isn't that great?
Skydivers die.
Yeah.
Failed shoots, man.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
I can't. How bad
you take the risk, you pay the price.
How bad do you want me to feel? Because if the guy had lived, they would have killed that fucking bull anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad. I'm always glad when the bull gets one over. And some other guy got fucking killed by one the other day. So
good.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Fuck him.
One less fucking. We just helped our gene pool out just a little tiny bit.
Barely fucking humans, these animals. Had it with them. You're being a third world savage is no fucking excuse for this.
Well, these,
what
these,
year is it? Knock it off.
These risk takers. Fine, take the risk. But stuff, you want to go hiking in the goddamn fucking, you know, mountains and shit? Fine, go do it. But we're not coming to get you. No. When it goes south, go fuck yourself. There's a reason there's no fucking civilization there. It's not supposed to be.
No.
It's fucking side of a mountain. Stay the fuck off of it.
Side of a mountain.
Idiots.
Side of a mountain.
And I'm Jim Grimes. Our top story tonight, new video showing the moment a West Palm Beach Taco Bell employee fired a gun at customers.
Fucking brother, I got you. I don't know what happened.
Two people.
So far, I'm on his side.
Oh, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two people were hurt, one grazed by a bullet and the other injured in the scuffle. We asked CBS 12 News reporter Katie Benty to find out more about the motive. She joins us live tonight. Katie?
Liz and Jim, standing outside the Taco Bell here, you can actually still see the damage just over my shoulder. There's a window boarded up after police say an employee started shooting at customers. And can you believe this is all...
Yes, I can, honey. Yes, I can believe.
Fucking Liv Moss, baby.
I've worked in restaurants. I can fucking believe it, all right.
Yeah.
All over an argument about a water cup.
No, I'm on his side.
Inside this West Palm Beach Taco Bell Monday, an argument, then chaos.
Argument, then chaos.
A customer hits record as an employee appears to come from behind the counter with a gun.
Jesus fucking Christ! Okay, wait a minute. I'm still on his side, but not as much as before. Holy shit.
Fucking Dirty Harry'd him,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he fucking went on Death Wish on him. Scumbag.
A customer hits record as an employee appears to come from behind the counter with a gun. Investigators say that employee is 20-year-old Damari Patterson.
Kind of hard to believe that guy had a gun at Taco Bell,
I'm
huh?
really surprised. He looks like a upstanding young man.
Damari Patterson. Weird. And didn't hit anybody? That's strange.
They put in their work at the gun range before they go.
Buddy, guns are fun. That is no bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
If I could hunt for humans, I'm all in. Me and Jeffrey Dahmer.
Brian's voting for the Purge.
Am I? I tried to vote for the Purge for years. Nobody would do it. So I quit voting. Fuck them.
Gun, then swinging it, striking a woman before a shot fires. Detectives say
he fucking hit her right in the dome with it.
Oh, wow. Pistol whipped her ass, huh?
Good fellowed her ass.
Did you ever talk to Karen again?
If you ever talk to Karen again, I'll fucking...
Patterson then followed the group outside, firing again as they tried to escape.
Jesus and Christ. Then
police.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, they're retreating, man. Nope, relax.
Nope.
This report has details about how this started. The customers were asking for water cups, then filling them with soda. Police say two people sustained minor injuries, drove themselves to the hospital.
Two people, Jeff, sustained Epstein injuries. As I said on a show a few weeks ago. Ah, yes.
Soda. Police say two people
soda
sustained minor injuries, drove themselves to the hospital. We know one, a woman, was very close to being shot.
Oh, yeah, he fucking hit her in the dome. He fucking Ray Liotta'd her ass in the fucking right in the dining room. You've got to be a low IQ buffoon if your first move is to fucking is
pull
gun
your
in
bees.
Hand to fucking swing on some
so
girl.
They're taking some soda in the water cup. But what do you give a fuck?
Yeah, exactly. You're the hero. You're the savior of Taco Bell at 20 years
old. Right, yeah.
This is going to be your career now.
Yeah,
is this right?
Yeah. Good career move.
I'm going to defend the honor of this Taco Bell.
Defend the honor. It's that last motherfucker getting soda in the water cup.
He couldn't take it. He fucking snapped.
Individual was grazed during that altercation.
24 hours later, the suspect in front of a judge charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
And two counts of being awesome. So.
Records show this isn't the first time a heated argument turned violent.
No kidding.
It's time to shutter this Taco Bell, I think.
2024 deputy.
I saw a video the other day of
turn it into a Long John Silver's. Nobody goes there.
Nobody will fucking. Buddy, how do they stay open?
I don't know. They got to be a front for something, man. I'm getting more and more into that thing that you never see cars at the Mattress Warehouse. You never see anybody at Long John Silver's, but they're fucking open all over the place.
Buddy, if you had to clean cash, you open a Long John Silver's. No one's fucking going there. I mean, if you had to clean an amount of money, like Breaking Bad style,
yeah,
like a fucking
like a, yeah,
bed-sized pile of money, all right?
That there
fucking,
you go.
That fucking Bill Burr can lay back on, okay? I'm talking about like a huge stack of money, right? Open up a Long John Silver's. No one fucking goes in there.
Judge charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And records show this isn't the first time a heated argument turned violent. In 2024, deputies say Patterson pulled a knife during a dispute at home.
Got a history.
So Patterson's the problem.
Ah, well.
In other words, he's the issue.
Yep.
Yes.
Meanwhile, back at Taco Bell, the doors are open. People are coming in for food. I spoke with some customers.
That's kind of the point, so thanks for pointing that out, you fucking numbskull.
You aren't bothered by the violence. They say they know it can happen anywhere, including fast food restaurants.
I mean, it's
not going to happen at my Taco Bell. You know why?
Why?
Because white people work at the Taco Bell I go to.
Racist.
Oh, no. I'm joking.
Truthist.
I'm kidding. I know someone who will tell you to your face that if he walks into a place and the color matches off, he goes to a different restaurant.
Is that your dad?
No. My dad? My dad only... No, my dad
your dad's
is harmless when it comes to that.
Yeah, your dad's never been like that.
But what he would do in the old days was...
Who, your pop?
Yeah, my dad.
Yeah.
If he had to sit in a line too long.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if he had a cart full of stuff. Like, let's say he was grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And he decided he had stood there too long, dad would leave the cart and fucking walk out of the store. So funny.
Yeah, you know, I understand that.
No.
I do.
No, that's a good time to put your foot up on the cart and kind of just be in your own little place and hang out. And not my fucking dad, man. Not that fucker. He's got his own agenda.
Oh, fuck.
doesn't surprise me that it would happen. The world we live in today, it makes sense.
It's not a problem. I know things happen.
It does not make sense.
It doesn't. Uh-oh.
Now, this issue with customers taking free water cups and filling them up over at the soda fountain is actually a real problem for so many restaurants. In fact, some companies say that it's added to their overall operating costs to the point where they've now had to increase prices. Now, as far as Taco Bell goes...
Quit giving fucking water. Just quit giving water cups away. Yeah. So I was on his side. This is why we do the story. I was on his side to start with. And then I realized this guy's the problem.
This guy's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pulling knives, guns. He's got an arsenal.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to use it.
Sorry, America. I let you down. I took the wrong side on that one. Man, I love the story about the lesbian gal running for office in Utah.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking pushing herself on other women.
Yeah.
By the way, her taste in women, not great, buddy.
No?
No. These are some fucking dog-faced women. Man.
Thanks for watching. Tune in to 6 tonight. Salt Lake City Council member Eva Lopez Chavez is responding to allegations of misconduct.
Eva Lopez Chavez. And I will sing for you now.
In a statement, she denies any wrongdoing.
No.
It comes after at least 4 people are now accusing her of sexual harassment.
She's just as innocent as me.
An aggressive behavior.
I did not sexually harass those other women.
I'll tell you what. Well, there is something to be said for backing a girl up against a wall in a hallway, you know. But
Laura joins us from City Hall tonight. And Liv, what are the nature of these allegations?
Well, Heidi, according to reporting from the Salt Lake Tribune, 3 women allege that Lopez Chavez restrained them and made unwanted sexual advances at 3 separate events in 2022. A 4th non-binary person has made similar allegations dating back to 2019.
So, 4 women. I remember saying that a girl to someone 2 jobs ago.
Oh, my God.
I was like, all right, that a girl. And she made a big production of coming in.
Of course,
in and
yes.
You go, well, I just wanted to tell you that, you know. And I go, look, I'm not unsympathetic to your deal, but I don't care.
It's a turn of phrase.
I can't. Yep. I've got so much stuff going on. I cannot be bothered to care about this.
Don't care about, yeah.
Lopez Chavez has denied all wrongdoing. Just after 4 o'clock, Lopez Chavez posted a statement on social media denying all wrongdoing and saying she welcomes a fair and independent investigation.
My bad. Sorry about that, guys.
Uncertainty and concern.
That was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
Situation may cause and vowed to continue her work as an elected official. In a statement, the Salt Lake City Council said the allegations may constitute sexual harassment.
I'll tell you what, she's attractive, and I'll shave my face. She can pretend I'm a woman. Just let me eat that fucking tuna trap. Wow.
She's doing this in Mormon country, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And that they take the allegations seriously, are actively reviewing them, and are committed to ensuring this matter is addressed with urgency and care. The accusers include a current city councilwoman, a sitting state senator, a state representative, and a former campaign staffer.
And these are some fucking dog-faced chicks, man. That is no joke.
Yeah.
Oh.
Reached out to the 2 I had contact information for, but did not get a response. I also called Lopez Chavez's campaign phone number, which has been disconnected.
Please check the number and dial again.
It's not very clear when politicians are going to be affected and not. By these things.
Political scientist Josh McCrane says allegations coming out ahead of election.
Political scientist. Get a job. Fucking hell.
And milestones is common, especially in competitive races.
I think what this is definitely telling you is campaigns are ramping up their discovery, right?
2 other Utah politicians in the middle of campaigns have also come under fire in the last week, including State Senator Nate Bluin, who is running against Lopez Chavez in the District 1 congressional race.
Ugh. In her statement, Lopez Chavez described herself as a survivor of domestic violence and sexual assault, which makes sense. If you know anything about the rate of domestic abuse among lesbian couples. Holy shit. Lesbian women love hitting each other.
Love to fucking beat each other.
Ooh.
Hey, you want a box? Get it?
I've never seen her box, but I bet Eddie Van Halen could. Yeah, that's great. You want to hear these jokes? They're great. I wrote them.
And State Representative Trevor Lee, who is running for re-election.
Candidates in general, not just here, are more willing.
How can this woman take lesbian sexual assault and make it so damn boring?
Yeah, no shit.
Fucking hell.
Come on, give us some details.
They try to last it out. Rightly assume that in this era of politics, at least, that voters are somewhat less concerned about these kinds of scandals.
All three politicians have indicated they intend to stay in their races. Now, the Utah Democratic Convention is this Saturday. The Utah Democratic Party also put out a statement saying there's a clear process for a...
The Utah Democratic Party, all 18 of them. Petro alleges Lopez Chavez grabbed her by the throat. Quote, okay. Pushed me back against a pillar so that my back was against the wall and told me, quote, the only reason I still fuck men is because a woman... hasn't shown me what I really want. End quote.
Wow. Ooh. I'm fucking half afraid of her.
Nah, I dig it. State Senator Jen Plum alleges Lopez Chavez pushed her against a wall at a front. Well, she's got to move.
Yeah, she. And it ain't the steering wheel.
Nope. Pushed her against a wall at a friend's birthday party in November 2022. It absolutely was a sexual advance. She leaned into me, grabbed onto my ass, got up in my face, and said in my ear, "You're sure you're straight?" I just pushed her away. Lopez Chavez in a car with this other gal, last name Wynn. After she drove a few blocks, Wynn said, Lopez Chavez told her to pull over, which she did, believing she'd arrived at her car. Quote, next thing I know, she's leaned over and she's on top of me, holding my shoulders down.
Ooh, yeah.
I said, what are you doing? And she said, kiss me. She said, I'm not going to get off you until you kiss
me. Jesus. Wow. Well, she knows what she wants.
Definitely taking the Night Stalker route in this one, huh?
Easy there, Bundy.
Drives a Volkswagen.
Does she drive?
Wow. This should be a better story, but.
Man.
That reporter made that story boring as fuck. Because that could be all about fucking back and ugly chicks up against the wall. If you're an ugly girl, you don't have even like the slightest little bit of, I got some sexual attention from somebody that's pretty attractive. And, you know, because these chicks are fucking dog faced chicks, man. They're brutal. But when you see them, you go, all right, I don't blame her for thinking they're lesbians, honestly. I don't blame her for thinking.
Wasn't a stretch, huh?
No, nobody. Nah. Nope.
County authorities are investigating the death of the former owner of the famed Home Alone house. Detectives found John Abenshine's body Wednesday at this nature preserve in Lake Forest. They now say he died by suicide. 1 week ago today, the 79-year-old was arrested and charged with 7 counts of possessing child sex abuse materials.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, man.
79.
Wow. Why?
Get 2 popsicle sticks around it and then tape it. Like, how do you come? 79. I can barely get hard enough to fuck now.
You're fucking 80. What the fuck is going on?
Well, nothing now. He fucking blew his brains out or something.
Oh, did he?
He killed himself.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save the fucking taxpayers some money there.
He just didn't have 3 terabytes of stuff.
Jesus.
That's overdoing it a little bit. On old deformance.
That was just his stash. Or his,
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 3 terabytes is, yeah.
That's a little much.
Yeah.
After his first court appearance, a judge released him with conditions.
Yeah, the conditions is, quit looking at kiddie porn, you fucking monster.
No more looking at kids.
Isn't there... And I ask because I want this to happen for me one day. Isn't there a day when you go, I'm retiring? Isn't there a day where you've had enough?
Well, obviously not for some of these guys. Some of these guys get fucking, I mean, you know, I get maybe they feel like they've spent all these years, you know, narrowing it down to what really gets them, and now they know it. Who the fuck knows?
79.
Yeah, I can't, yeah.
I thought I was out of the business until I fucking shacked up with a spree killer.
The Schwinn Strangler.
The fucking Hubcaps McGillicuddy over there. Conditions. Or at least with conditions.
With conditions. Ab and Shine lived in the iconic Home Alone house in Winnetka during the filming of that hit movie. If you or someone you know is in need of emotional support, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is always available. The number there, 98.
Oh, well, no. On the other hand, if you're attracted to kids and you're thinking about killing yourself, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, just don't pick up the phone.
Because the secret to that is there's no cure for that. That's a sickness, and that's in your brain. You didn't grow into that. You were born with that. So if you're attracted to kids, by all means.
There's no hope for you here, girl. Just go away.
I love it. He goes, all right, well, I'll just go end it all.
Justice Department wants to bring back firing squads for federal execution.
Fucking finally. Holy shit.
Look, I can get behind this if they're going to do that and then put it on as a Fox special or something.
Yeah, no, I totally.
You know, prime time, Friday night, Saturday.
Trump fucking side saddles out, fucking throws a switch himself.
Yeah. He fucking slithers out of there like fucking Jabba the Hutt.
They fucking throw the curtain back like Copperfield in the old days when we had those specials. Trump throws a big curtain back and fucking, all right, we're going to shoot this degenerate cocksucker to death.
We're going to have a shooting.
It's going to be the best shooting ever. Best shooting ever.
We have many, many fries.
We haven't heard the many, many fries clip in a long time. Holy shit.
We have pizzas, we have 300 hamburgers, many, many french fries.
Perfect.
Many, many french fries.
Many, many.
We have.
Oops. Not what I wanted to do.
And this announcement came Friday as the Justice Department says it wants to be able to move more quickly in death penalty cases. Now, each state has its own policies when it comes to using the death penalty for people convicted at the state level. But at the federal level, death.
You know who they should get? That kid from Taco Bell.
Yeah, he's kind of pretty quick trigger finger there. Short fuse. He's ready.
You show him an AI-made picture of the convict getting a Coke from a fucking water cup. Next thing you know, shots are ringing out.
Hey, man, look. Hey. You see those people over there with those fucking, with their eyes all covered up and shit, bags over their head. They were getting fucking soda in a water cup.
Yeah, they were. Doesn't that make you angry? You fucking savage idiot.
It's to depend on which party is in power. Under the first Trump administration, they expanded use of the death penalty. The Biden administration reversed that, but then Trump said that he would resume use of the federal death penalty during his second term.
If somebody kills somebody in the Capitol,
yeah.
Washington, D.C.,
we know.
We're going to be seeking the death penalty.
Attaboy, Tom. Attaboy.
Right after that, we're going to get pizzas, lots of hamburgers, many, many fries.
Many, many french fries. Trump does this thing where...
we have pizzas, we have 300 hamburgers, many french fries.
Very specific, we have 300 hamburgers.
Well, you know. I mean, maybe they did.
Which is bullshit, because that fucker can't count past 10. There's no fucking way. At least he starts counting the fucking rolls in his fucking neck.
He didn't order that shit. Somebody had ordered for him. That was when Alabama came to the White House, national championship team.
And yeah, that was their feast.
But the government was shut down, so they had to get some McDonald's in there.
Wow,
that's what ended up happening. Some McDonald's, as the kids call it. Uh-huh, that's right. I stand by that shit, so fuck off. You know, I have no love for the man, but he's The first term, the first time you said fake news, I lost my shit. That was so funny to me. Fake news. This term, he does a thing sometimes when he finishes writing his long screeds or his tweets or whatever.
Thank
you for your attention to this
matter.
And buddy, thank you for your attention to this matter. Whips my ass. God damn, does that make me laugh. Holy shit.
If somebody kills somebody in the Capitol, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty.
Now,
Attaboy, Don.
Justice Department, citing a shortage of the drug used in lethal injection, says it should be able to use other methods like electrocution and also gas asphyxiation. Now, this is something they have used recently down in Alabama.
You're going to put Jeff in the gas chamber to drop ass.
Jeff will be conducting the execution tonight. He's had pizza, 300 hamburgers, many fries.
Many fries.
He's gassed up and ready to go.
Apparently, if I've got a pizza from Little Caesars, apparently that's the fucking trigger mechanism over at my house.
This shit always does that to me, man.
Buddy, I have got to quit eating it because...
Oh, it just slides.
I ate half of a pizza from there, and my buddy Mike called and asked for a ride home from work.
Yeah.
So by the time I took Mike home and got back home, I'm backing into the driveway.
Clenching.
Didn't even begin to fucking cover what I was doing. And I'll tell you this.
Sweating.
I had to make a choice between clenching and having my foot on the brake so I didn't run through the back of the fucking garage. I'm not even kidding. Because I'm here to tell you this. The launch codes had been deployed.
No turning back, huh?
No.
Did you duck walk into the fucking house?
Did I duck walk? And so I did that thing you do where you get out and you stand and you got to cross your legs and clench. And then when you hear your gut go, what you've bought yourself is 45 seconds.
Right. You got to move.
You got to get
man, when you hear that, you got to move.
You
got to
drop it. Okay. But I get in the house, the cat comes fucking running in, she wants me to pet her and every damn thing
get
else.
Get the fuck out of the cat.
Like, baby, I love you, but you got to move.
You are going to be covered in shit in about 10 more seconds.
I mean, Daddy's got a limited window here. It's
going to be one shit-stained cat in about 30 seconds.
I couldn't make it onto the bowl. Before
it started.
It started.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
You're like, God, I hope I hit the bowl. Am I sitting in pudding or is the seat just cold? Kind of hard to tell the difference.
I mean, it was jettisoning as I was. And this was no. This was no leisurely sit down out of the bowl. I was flopping like a soccer player. And it just could not be held any longer. And wow.
And not a solid piece in sight, right?
Solid piece? What are you, nuts?
Well, those none of those either.
But then when it's over and the fucking steel containment unit has been put over the house like fucking Chernobyl, I've never felt better.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great.
But it is. And I'm at that liquor store halfway, like right past the campus getting home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
And that's when it started.
Oh, you still got a ways to go.
A ways. Ooh. And I went, well, this is. So, again, I couldn't clench like I wanted because I had to put my foot on the brake to keep from going through the back of the garage. No shit.
Well.
And I will tell you this, as a matter of thoroughness, a little bit of mess may have been left.
Where? In the garage?
No. no. My underwear took a beating.
Well, and, yeah, I mean.
And I picked up those pants again the next morning, and I went, oh, God.
I don't have money to replace these pants.
Yeah, I hope that comes out. I'm going to have to start wearing it with a long shirt, like a fucking Victorian era guy.
Just switch out to a muumuu.
Fucking George III ass fucking long shirt. Fucking asshole.
They're calling you the maestro.
Man. So I can't do that anymore.
Terrible.
Every now and then I got a craving and I go over there. But this time seemed especially bad. Like it seemed.
Why is it that when the cravings for that stuff come up, you know? I mean, we're 55 years old. We know now what sets us off.
I might as well eat it sitting on the fucking bowl.
Why do we eat it?
I don't know.
Do we not have that much fucking any self-control at all?
Well, this time will be different.
No, it won't.
No, it won't.
No.
No, I know.
God damn. Did you? That text you sent me the other day with that reporter in it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know what I spelled. I spelled that on purpose.
So on the report about the gal from Utah, they cut to a reporter out in the street, and this woman, wow,
did you get the Predator reference?
Oh, yeah.
The way her hair was cut and fallen around, like, that's Predator.
She's got a fucking forehead.
Fucking forehead for days.
She's a four on any scale.
A four? That's generous.
But the way she cuts her hair, she got to mix in some bangs or something. I mean, it's brutal what she's got going on. There's no excuse for anything happening with this girl.
Tribute to Cliff Burton going on there.
So I sent Jeff a text. I take a screen cap of this girl. And I sent Jeff a text in his analysis. Let's see here. I'd love to get to it, but my phone is 150 fucking years old. And let's see. She looks like the creature from the Predator movies. Or a Chinkon.
Yeah, that's right.
Half Klingon, half Asian.
Chinkon.
I said, half Klingon is an observation that is absolutely whipping my ass. The Klingon look is pretty dominant, says Jeff. I'm going to say her mom had a thing for clock.
K-L-O-C-K.
So I said,
Klingon cock.
So I said, capital letters. Does that mean Klingon cock?
You know it does. I know what I spelled.
Klingon gene is dominant, I said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Had a thing for clock.
She is awful, this girl, man.
Oof, gross.
And it's, you
I mean,
know,
look, man, Asians don't do nothing for me.
But and everyone's
she's
got
particularly,
their
ooh,
everyone's got
one.
Their gimmick. It's whatever. But this girl was especially horrible, and I had to take this screen cap and send it to Jeff. And man, he Klingon
fucking murdered her.
Her mom liked Klingon cock. The clock,
clock,
trucker clock.
Who wants it?
Oh boy. Well, I'll tell you, I don't want to do anymore.
Okay.
I'm tired and I want to go home.
What, 10 the show?
Yeah, what the hell, who cares? We don't have any worst of stuff this week, but you know what, man, we're...
They can't all be fucking heaters, man.
We got 3 shows worth.
Good.
Right now.
Yeah, that's excellent, we're halfway there.
Yeah, we need 4 more.
Yeah, 4, okay. Okay.
We always have a little bit of a lull in the summertime, and then we get hot near the end of the year. And so,
gonna do a Hiroshima show this year?
No,
nah.
It's
the same jokes every time.
It's the same. You
it
know,
is.
several years ago, three or four years ago, I sat down. I took all of our Hiroshima shows, and I was going to do a worst of the Hiroshima show.
And it's all
the same fucking jokes. Shadows on stairs. Yeah. We got it. It's but we tell the same, and we enjoy the same jokes every time.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, man.
But that doesn't make for a worst of. I'll tell you that.
How many of those shows did we have?
Hiroshima?
Yeah.
It was a handful. Three or four over the course of the show. Yeah. We haven't done one for many years. I mean, none of those shows are available in the archive anymore. So we could do one and just, you know, and just.
Nah.
No?
I don't know. Let's see.
At the end of the year, we definitely have to do Someone I Touched.
Don't ask. I don't want to do any of this. Don't ask me if I want to do it. I mean,
ooh, fart.
Ooh. All right. Say what now again?
Someone I Touched. That movie about the girl that gets VD from a grown man. It's like some made-for-TV movie. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, we got to do that. What and what was the Buttercream Gang or something? You. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, we could do that too.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I think you're right. Oh, I think it was the Buttercream Gang. Someone I Touched, buddy. I couldn't find a copy of that. I couldn't find a copy of that movie to have. You can't buy it.
No, no.
Okay. And then not being able to buy it, it was indeed the Buttercream Gang.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Okay.
The movie Someone I Touched, you couldn't buy a DVD of it. It's not available anywhere. You could stream it, but you had to have a special subscription to stream it. I finally found it on a Russian language website. Just sitting there as a video you could play.
Wow.
And that's where I ripped it down.
That's good fucking sleuthing. Holy shit.
But it's on our drive, man. Like, we, you know, it'll take two episodes. But, but.
Right on.
That'll be for the end of the year. We'll do that instead of an election show this year. I had put down for an election show, but I don't think we're going to do that this year.
I don't really care.
Well,
I just don't. Carol's
got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I know.
It's about making fun of people.
That's true.
What we'll do instead is Someone I Touched, parts 1 and 2.
Someone I Touched?
Yeah. Because I guarantee it's an hour and...
Oh, it's going to be.
Hour and 10 or 15 minutes, but it's going to take us a little bit to get it, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's say goodbye here.
Bye.
Next week's the anniversary show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
21?
21.
21. Show has finally gotten old enough to drink.
Old enough to drink. Yep. And then, so in that case, we'll see you then next week. It's the worst of 2016 next week. Is the worst of episode with a brand new sparkling new intro for me and you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Look forward to that.
Oh, yeah. And we'll see you next week. This has been TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.